Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. It's glad to see all these smiling faces on this nice bright morning with all the snow out there. But it's temperature-wise, it's not bad, and it's always, if the wind's not blowing, it's not so bad. So as long as wind stays down, we should be all right. We're going to start off with a few announcements. Tonight, the Chosen Study here at the church from 6 to 8 is back on this week, along with the youth group is back to regular times, 6 to 8. So come join us for that and share time and fellowship. I mean, join the Chosen Study if you're in that age range. If you're in the age range of youth group, come join us. But you might be a little weird if we get some other people joining youth group. You might not like the games or something. I don't know. But we also have Victory Center Bible Camp here. Steve Pyatt's here to share about that. But I would like to make sure you guys are all aware of the fact that we have scholarships. The CE board does that for you guys, and it's a ministry that the church is able to do. If you guys are looking to get a scholarship, either talk to Mark Kettlehut or I, and we can figure that out and get those to you so you guys can have those. Also on March 4th through the 8th, we are on for Meals on Wheels. So if you would like to sign up for that and serve in that way, there should be a sign-up sheet going up in the foyer, and also talk to Pastor Jim, and he knows all about that. So on March 9th, there's a baby shower for Tyler and Jacqueline. They're having twins, a boy and a girl, and you guys can see all the details there. So show up for that and show how much we appreciate them. Then Megateen is March 22nd through the 23rd. February 22nd is the last day to register to get a free t-shirt. So if you want to do that and get a free t-shirt, should be a lot of fun, and share those. There's the deals out there for you guys. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 37, 5 through 7. It says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his ways, over the man who carries out evil devices."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to be singing together number 353, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, number 353, if you'll stand with me, please.
A shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever he'll betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave a safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Very good singing. If you take this time to greet one another, I'll let each other know you're glad they're here. Again, we welcome each one. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. A couple of them that have been given to me. We need to pray for Kevin Vanderwerf. His wife Vicky works at Rexall. He has been going through cancer treatment, and it has been a very rough several months and dealing with some infections and things. And so we need to come alongside of them and pray. Also, Brad Hahn is down with his dad. He went down Friday. Dad's been having some heart issues. He's in the hospital down in O'Neill. The biggest thing they're dealing with right now is the heart rate is higher than they would like it, and he is having some pain that they're trying to figure out. Brad's dad's name is Bob, and he is 80 years old. So they will be seeing the heart doctor tomorrow. And I hope, and we need to pray not only for healing, but also wisdom for the doctors and peace for the family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes.
My wife, Roseanne Ryan, is going in for a knee replacement on Tuesday.
And your first name is Mike?
That's correct.
Okay. Roseanne, Mike's wife, will be going in for double knee replacement in Pier on Tuesday. And we will pray for not only the surgery, but then the long extended healing time. I'm grateful to see that my wife is here. She's made 4 weeks post-surgery, so it is doable, but we did it one knee at a time. So I know that that can lead to a little extra apprehension, but we'll be praying for Roseanne for her time Tuesday and for the recovery ahead. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Mike.
Just a praise and prayer request. My dad's surgery went really well back home. Prayer request to his patients.
and your dad's name is... Well, yeah, God tends to, when we pray for patients, he gives us things that test that patience. And your dad's name is Jim, and he had hip replacement. Yes, and glad that that surgery went well, and now patience in getting back up to speed. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Ronnie's cousin's wife in Denver, she has changes for the two of them, and it's a really hard time. So Dwayne and Jeannie.
Thank you. Dwayne and Jeannie. Jeannie would be Ron's cousin is Dwayne, his wife is Jeannie, and she has been diagnosed and has been dealing with ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And so the time is, as things shut down, it is a harder time, and they've moved into assisted living, but we'll be praying for Dwayne and Jeannie. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Jacqueline.
Yeah, good news. Lauren is engaged. God gave
Congratulations, Lauren. I wasn't going to be the one to announce that, so congratulations, Lauren. And your fiance's name is
Will Kelly.
And I believe a July date has been chosen. So we'll be praying for the next several months. But it has been a blessing to have Lauren over up at Sunshine for the last 6 years, and for this life transition. And I know that transition for this year will be a lot of transitions for the Hahn family, and so we'll rejoice with all of them. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Ernie.
On Thursday, I'm going for some blood work, and that'll be our first indication of what effect you may have in the cancer. So, praying for positive results there.
So, Ernie has scheduled blood work this Thursday to see how effective the cancer treatments have been, and so we'll be praying that goes well. Sherry. I guess so. Okay. The last several weeks, Daryl has been dealing with the effects of Crohn's disease, and it is just a constant in and out of the hospital. And so he and Elaine will be moving to the Highmore Rest Home, and so pray for this transition, but also for Daryl. He's been dealing with Crohn's disease for quite some time, and it just gets frustrating when there are no answers and he just feels miserable. So we'll pray for them in this transition, and for Elaine as the helpmate that God called them. They celebrated 41 years of marriage, taking him to the hospital. So that sadly is kind of the part of life, but it is the demonstration of for better or for worse and the faithfulness of a spouse. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Val. So a praise coming out of the difficulty of for her Uncle Leroy's passing, he had, to the son's knowledge, come to a saving faith in Christ, and that is a huge praise before he passed on into eternity. And then also the prayer request for Terry Miller's, as her husband Bob has passed away and dealing with that. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the opportunities we have as we go through life to come alongside of individuals. We are reminded throughout the Gospels that your son's mission was to seek and to save the lost. And He came specifically to walk that road to Calvary, to be hung on a cross, as he promised he would rise again. And he is seated at your right hand. Father, we're grateful for his accomplishment of paying for our sins, of his sacrifice being accepted. And as he was on this earth, he trained us up to be his followers, to be the sent ones to go throughout this world, that we are called to be ambassadors of reconciliation. And Father, the first and foremost, not only our lives, but our testimony to match up with what we believe and how we act, to be a light, to be salt and light in this world. Father, we lift up these requests to you, grateful that you hear each one and you act in your timing. And we just trust that your promises you will always fulfill, as you have in the past and as you promise you will in the future. Father, we do lift up Brad, Hans, Dad, Bob, and this being in the hospital, grateful that Brad can be there and that others can come alongside of working out in the feedlot. But we do pray for Bob and patience for the family and for Bob as they await doctors, test results, and that you would give clarity of mind and thought, but also that you would bring healing. Father, we pray for this time that Brad would be a help to his dad and a reminder of the faithfulness of you. Father, we lift up Kevin Vanderwerf and his cancer treatments. We pray for whatever this infection that are having trouble nailing down, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and that you would bring healing. Be with Vicky as well as they go through this time. Father, we also lift up Roseanne as she goes for her double knee replacement on Tuesday. That can produce anxiety this time of year with how fast the weather can change. Pray for all the therapy appointments that will be coming, that you would bring full healing and bring mobility. Father, that is the greatest gift, that having our knees replaced, of being able to be more mobile and have a better quality of life. And through help that to be the focus as she goes through, and as Mike is a helpmate to going through this time, that you would bring complete healing. Father, we also lift up and praise that Mike's dad, Jim, came through surgery well, and his hip replacement has taken well, but now we pray for patience in the process as he heals and gains more and more mobility. Father, we lift up Ron's cousins, Dwayne and Jeannie, is with her diagnosis of ALS and going in these last stages. We pray that you would be an ever-present help during this time, that you would they would truly sense your presence and that there would be peace. Father, even in the difficult days, we lift up Ernie and his test on Thursday. We pray that the chemo and radiation has done its work and that his numbers would be down. Father, we just pray for safety in his travels. And we also lift up Daryl Peterman, ask for healing in his life and for this transition to go smoothly. Be with both of them as each day brings its challenges, but that they would take heart because you are there in their days. Father, we rejoice with Lauren and Will and their engagement and all the preparations now. We pray that you would give them wisdom and that things would fall into place. I'm grateful for the service for Christ that Lauren has done out at SBA these last several years, for the lives that she has touched. And we know that you have used her, and that is just a sign that you'll continue to use her in a new and different role, and pray for them as they establish their household and their lives together. Father, we lift up Terry Miller, and with the passing of her husband, that you would be a comfort, that you would also use the message at Leroy's funeral. I'm grateful that the gospel was presented and that he had placed his trust in you. Father, that is the most important decision we can make. We are grateful for each one that has come today, for each of the opportunities we have in life here, and we pray for the ministries that you've raised up. We specifically think of SBA, and as they go through this quarter, that as wrestling is finished, and for some, as well for others, is getting ready for state, that you would provide health, that for our basketball teams in the area, that you would keep healthy, but also continue to working together as teams. But we also think of the events coming up in March for Megateen. We pray for the speaker, for each of the students that will be attending, their hearts would be prepared. Father, we lift up our service to you. We're grateful that your presence is here in our midst, and that for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning we have the privilege of having the Pyatts with us, and Steve is the camp director of Victory Center, so I'm going to ask Steve to come forward and give us an update. This week, camp brochures came out, got mine in the mail, and knowing it is an exciting time, but also is a time that things fill up fast, so the opportunity of hearing about the upcoming season of camp and how we can preparing for you. Welcome, brother.
Thank you. Guys, I'm excited to be here. This morning, along with my wife, Kara, we are the directors. And for those that don't know about Victory Center, we're a small Bible camp right outside Fort Pierre. And it's our mission, it's our goal to encourage campers to grow their relationship with Jesus by taking them out of the distractions of everyday life and placing them in an environment where they'll be taught and encouraged to grow their own personal faith with Christ. And guys, I just want to tell you all how appreciative I am of your guys' support, whether that's financial, whether that's serving at camp with us, or even in prayer. Your support means so much to us, and it's because of that support we were able to do everything we did this last summer. We made a difference in a lot of lives of young campers. There were a lot of seeds that were planted. There were a lot of seeds that were watered. Right? And the harvest was awesome to be able to be a part of. And so a lot of lives were touched. There were 450 campers, or around that number, that came through the gates. That's from all over South Dakota. We reached into Minnesota, Wyoming, Nebraska. These students were coming from all over the place just to come to camp. And that wouldn't happen without your guys' support, without your prayer continually upon the camp. As a lot of you know, I am very new into camp ministry. Last year was our first year as the directors. And so there was a lot of learning on the go. We did not have everything figured out as we were going into last summer. But it was amazing to watch how God would work through the lives of not just the campers, but through the staff. It was incredible to see. But one of my favorite camp stories, the God moments of the summer, was there was a group of young ladies that didn't want to be at camp. Their parents had signed them up, and they vocalized that they saw no point in attending chapel. And so there were several meetings with this group of young ladies for the first couple days of that camp. There was even more meetings with the cabin leader, encouraging her to just continue to show them love, to show them grace, to show them patience, to just reach out to them. And it was about midweek, Kara received a letter written from one of those girls that had been explained some of the life struggles that had been going on. Kara had the opportunity to just go for a walk with this camper, to have a great conversation, and lead it back to how Christ was at work. And it was cool to see the heart change, because at the end of the week, this group of girls that at the beginning were trying to sleep during cabin devotions or actively trying to disturb the Devo time or chapel went from being that to fully participating in chapel or Devos and fully focused on what was being taught. And so I love that story because it just shows how much God can change a heart in just a few short days of being at camp. We love that. And so guys, we're excited for this next summer. In fact, our excitement started last summer. It was actually the last day of camp. It was the last time we said goodbye to the staff. We went back to camp to close it up, and we realized there that there was no kids running around camp except for my own, right? I've got five, so it was a little noisy, but there was no, like, victory cries from Gagaball. There was no cheering from the other games being played. There wasn't laughter and giggling as they were running around the campus. It was silent. And we were almost heartbroken because we realized we have to wait till next summer to do this all again. But it was that same point we realized, like, we are completely exhausted. But yet our excitement is we want the kids to be there. And so it was a really cool God moment, just showing where our hearts were in wanting to serve these kids and show them Christ. And so I've been excited for this season for a long time. And so I just want to point out a couple things we've got going on this summer. Our theme this year is seen, known, and loved. We all live in a world where everybody wants to be seen, whether that's up front on stage or whether that's in the back. You all want to be seen in some form or another. You want your work to be noticed. You want your different things like that to be noticed. You want to know that they've got value. And so oftentimes this leads to us almost, our teens, putting on a mask, showing a different side than who they really are, just so they'll be accepted or noticed. And a lot of times this comes at odds because we want to be truly known at the same time. And so we're playing this game. Have you guys ever seen a teen act differently around different friends? Right, these odds of wanting to be seen and wanting to be known. And then ultimately, there's this wanting to be loved. And the thought of, if you're seen, you won't be known. But if you're known, then how could they love you? And so in Romans 5:8, which is our theme verse for this year, it says, God shows his own love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Guys, we serve a God that not only sees us, but he knows us and still chooses to love us. And so I'm really excited with where the speakers will go with this, where cabin devotions will go. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to make you aware of a few specific camps that we've got coming on this year. The first one is SALT, our Servant and Leadership Training Program. These are for high school students. It is the week after teen camp where they get to learn what it means to be a servant. We're going to dig into the Bible a little bit deeper than we do at teen camp. And then at the end of that week, they get to test out being a cabin leader for the primary age groups. It's a lot of fun. It is tiring, but so worth it. So if you're in high school, I would encourage you to come ask questions about it. We'd love to tell you more about that SALT program. The other thing is we are adding two camps this summer. The first one is a ladies retreat that we're adding. That's in August, 8, 9, and 10. We're having that. We still are working on some of the finer details. And so we hope to have more of those out, but I want to put that out there. Be ready for the ladies retreat that's coming. My wife is super excited for that one. The other one is our Bible boot camp. This will be similar to SALT, where it's a more in-depth camp, how to study the Bible, how to dig deeper into it, how to find answers for really tough questions and things like that. So I'm super excited for that one. I love teaching that stuff, and that'll be a great week. And so, guys, I just would invite you to continue to be involved with what we're doing at Victory Center, be involved with what God is doing there. And there's several ways you could do that. The first is by prayer. Nothing happens at camp without prayer, without the support of that. And so there's so many ways that you guys could be praying for us. You could be praying for the cabin leaders, the staff, to just be able to continue to show love to these campers. Praying for the campers that their hearts would be softened. You could pray for me that God would give me wisdom and discernment as I lead this camp. There's no shortage of ways that you guys could be praying for us. The other would be financial needs, and there's several financial needs that we've got going on this summer. The first one is our scholarship fund. We do believe that finances should not be the reason a camper is not allowed to come to camp. But this also, on the flip side of that, leaves us with needing to be able to cover those costs. So we do need to beef up our scholarship fund there a little bit. Our general fund, we've got some bigger maintenance things on buildings that need to happen. Our general fund goes to that. We've got some bigger projects coming. Our summer staff, they're all missionaries. They are support-based. The camp does not pay them. And so they'll be looking at for finances this summer as well. And then lastly, my position as the director. We are support-based as well. We have anticipated needs of around $26,000 for this year. And so if you would consider partnering with us in prayer or financial, we would appreciate that and continue to reach campers for Christ. And I guess I'll throw in another way you could come be a part of what God's doing, and that is by serving. We're always looking for help in the kitchen. We're always looking for help around the grounds in different areas, different ways. And so if you'd like to come see what camp is like for a day, maybe a week, we would love to have you come. If you want to come all summer, we would love that even more. And so please consider coming and serving with us. We do have a work day coming up in May. I did not write down the dates, and I should have. But we do have a work day coming up in May. It's in the brochure. I would encourage you all to take a look at some of those. If you have any questions, please come find me after. I'd be happy to answer them. Guys, thank you for letting me come and share about Victory Center.
Sounds really exciting what you got planned for the summer. My kids went to Victory, and I know a lot of kids went to Victory, but it's an amazing place because it's out in the middle of God's country, and it's a way to be able to be loved in the beauty of God's country as well. So we will be praying for you. Great to hear from you this morning. Let's stand. Let's sing. Let's praise God in music.
something pretty amazing to be lifted up by the love of Jesus. And a big part of with camp and working through camps and different things is you get to be a part of sharing that. And it's pretty great to see the change of attitude and change of heart in the kids that come. And there are some pretty big God moments in those weeks. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and sometimes it hits right away. And sometimes those moments happen for us as well. But let's continue on.
I'm going to share a little devotion. As a child, I viewed grown-ups as wise and incapable of failure. They always know what to do. At least that's what I thought. One day when I'm grown up, I'll always know what to do. Well, that one day came many years later, and all of it has taught me that many times I still don't know what to do. Whether it's illness of a family, problems at work, or conflict in a relationship, such times have wrestled the delusions of personal control and strength, simply leaving me with one option, to close my eyes and whisper, "Lord, help me. I don't know what to do." Our being a grown-up doesn't mean we're all knowing. Sure, grown wiser with age, but unlimited with weakness, often revealing how truly powerless we really are. Our true power is in Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Truly growing up means knowing, trusting, and obeying the power that comes when we realize we need God's help each and every day and always. We're going to sing one more song together and just feel God's love, His strength, His power, and praise Him.
Power to save, but your name. do know that the name of Jesus is powerful to save, and that those of us who have entrusted our lives to him know that our sins have been forgiven and our eternity is secure. And we thank you for that promise and for that reminder in these lyrics. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.